The Massachusetts legislature is expecting a conference committee to issue recommendations on two different versions of a criminal justice reform bill this month. The bill seeks to end witness intimidation, reduce the threshold for felony larceny, limit solitary confinement, and expunge the records of young people, among other issues. WAMC spoke with State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat, about the legislation following a recent tour of Berkshire County's House of Corrections.
I guess one of the big takeaways, quite frankly, is that in Berkshire County, our jail is focusing on the right things. You know, they're focused on mental health. They're focusing on making sure there are strong education opportunities. And so they really want to make sure that these guys who are coming through their jail are ready to go back to the community. And so that was a big takeaway in the context of criminal justice reform and the bill that's still in conference. And we expect to see some progress in that in January. To see firsthand how our local jail is handling everything from what's been deemed as solitary confinement but also the focus on mental health. And we found, not surprisingly, that the vast majority, and they would put the number at 80-90% of folks who are incarcerated in their jail are dealing with mental health and addiction issues. And so we've really seen that they've become the front lines on confronting the addiction crisis.
Tom Bowler is the Berkshire County Sheriff. Bowler has said that there are over 100 programs that the House of Corrections has for a range of exit strategies for the individuals that are in there, as well as addiction programs, et cetera. And I know that grant money is something that, especially for educational purposes, which are not funded through the conventional channels, is something that he's looking for. Did he make any kind of call to action to lawmakers?
Well, really, what the other piece we were focusing on is the reentry facility and what it means to have the step down process, because the local jails can often also be the location where folks are stepping down from state facilities and down to local and slowly reentering into the community. And so there would be a need for continued investments in allowing for the correct type of facility, so that folks are easing that transition back into work and in the community. And so that was another area of focus that they're trying to. We're working with the state to make sure that more funds are available for that as well.
So Bowler didn't make any direct call to action for this facility or X, Y, and Z.
Well, so we do have money in a bond bill, and so we've been working to with the administration to release that. Right now, it's in the amount of $2 million.
Those $2 million are used for
the reentry facility, and so they're ready to go, and so we need to continue to work to release those funds.
Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines speaking. Sheriff Tom Bowler told WAMC in November Berkshire County is one of two counties statewide that operates within its annual budget of about $17.5 million. But without dollars that go directly toward reentry and education, the county's House of Corrections won't have enough funding for some of those services.